All units, stand by. There was a young boy by the change machine gathering up his tokens. The russet-haired vampire put his hand on the boy's shoulder. The boy looked up, and that was all it took. The vampire's eyes flashed green.
Follow me.
The boy followed the russet-haired vampire into the least busy room, where all the out-of-order games were kept, and disappeared behind one of the partial walls. No one else noticed. I crept forward. The russet-haired vampire was kneeling in front of the little boy, who made no attempt to run or scream as the green of the vampire's gaze reflected off his skin. He's going to bite him right now. Right here. He could have that boy's body stuffed behind one of those broken machines in less than a minute. His parents will never even know he's in danger until he's already dead. I pulled a silver knife from my sleeve. Say hello to my little friend, asshole.
What the?
The scrawny vampire wearing the Chuck E. Cheese costume stood behind me, his big fake mouse head tilted questioningly to the side. The russet-haired vampire dropped his hands from the little boy as his gaze narrowed on my knife.
Silver.
Deploy! I knew Bones would hear me. My knife buried to the hilt in the russet-haired vampire's chest. Then I leapt on him, knocking him over to give a few rough twists of the blade. Something heavy landed on me. And cushy. It was the scrawny vampire in the Chuck E. Cheese getup. I rolled over, crunching my legs up, and then kicking the scrawny vampire off me. He hit a video game hard enough to make it crash through the window.
Homeland Security! Nobody move!
As Tate tried to corral the crowd in the main room, I palmed more knives and flung them with perfect accuracy into Vamp Chucky's chest. He staggered back, but didn't go down. Damn costume must be too thick. So I tackled him. He fought as hard as he could, while being encased in a large mouse suit. Our struggles had us rolling. Me attempting to stab deep enough to penetrate that costume, and him trying to beat me while seriously hampered in his movements.
Leave Chucky alone!
Jesus, Mary, and Joseph. Talk about emotionally scarring these kids. They'd have nightmares for years unless Bones wiped their memories. I finally got a deep enough slant on the knife. The scrawny vampire went limp. I gave the blade a final twist and got up to the horrified gaze of children and parents alike. There was no time to explain that Chucky wasn't Chucky, but his evil twin instead.